The start of the 19th century saw the first British ships sailing into Port Phillip Bay. In 1803, English-born surveyor Charles Grimes led an expedition party to survey the area. As they rode up the Yarra, not far from where we are now, they passed the spot near today's Queen Street. This separated the tidal salt water from the Yarra's fresh water, and they reported that it was the most eligible place for a settlement. The city of Melbourne was indeed established, but not until 1835, and the exact founder is hotly debated. Amongst those who could claim the title are surveyor Charles Grimes, pioneer John Faulkner, or controversial figure John Batman. John Batman sailed his ship Rebecca up the Yarra in 1835 and stepped foot onto Wurundjeri traditional lands. There he met with the local indigenous inhabitants and supposedly struck a deal to rent the land around Port Phillip in exchange for goods to be paid annually. He poured earth into their hands and signed documents, which were then supposedly signed by the elders, forming Batman's Treaty, or the Duttigulla Deed. How aware the Wurundjeri elders were of the agreement they were signing is a contentious issue. Some regard Batman's treaty as clever trickery, a deceit to gain land for a pittance, with people who didn't understand what they were giving up. Others see it as an early recognition of Aboriginal land rights. Regardless of his true intentions, Batman's vision never materialised. In 1835, Governor Burke proclaimed the treaty null and void, as the Crown did not recognise Aborigines as legitimate landowners in Australia.
I hereby declare that the Crown shall remain the sole owner of the said land along what has become known as the Yarra River. Any persons found walking on such land and attempting to graze any number of sheep without direct permission of the Crown shall be charged with trespassing and incarcerated at the pleasure of His Majesty.
Batman's health quickly declined after 1835 as syphilis ravaged his body, progressively disfiguring his face and leaving him unable to walk.
18th of March, 1838. The wretchedness of this chair fails not to lessen. 3 years hence this illness set in. It seems this worthless body has neither will nor want of improving. My only balm, the kindness and companionship of the few who have not abandoned me. Where are all those who once so eagerly gathered, when the talk was of the future, of the prosperity, of the hope? Vanished like the morning mists in summer. So too those that rush to make some judgment on my condition. I care for ye not whether ye see me a sinner serving my penance, or saint suffering on my cross. I am neither. I did what I could. I am a man, and what can a man do but try to survive and better himself?
Batman died in 1839, leaving a very changed world. Once white settlers made contact with the Wurundjeri people, their traditional life would be irrevocably changed, and eventually, all but wiped out.